praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us to sing number 38 from our song, Holy Believe Song Book, because that's what I'm going to use tonight. Number 38, Psalm number 38. Thine, O Lord, I've heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith.
Amen.
And be closer unto thee.
Amen.
Pese ochenyum na sima ya yente brofon ama gubie nyane chefa ansana ya yente brofon ye ina afoso atu. I'm thine, O Lord, have heard thy voice. And it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith. And be closer drawn to thee. How many want to be drawn closer to the Lord tonight? It is so sad that a church of this caliber will call for all-night prayer meeting and people have allowed all kinds of very unnecessary things to take their time rather than coming to wait on the Lord. In order for God's work to go on, God's people, God's servants must be interested in the welfare, spiritual and physical, of God's children. We cannot blame them if they go elsewhere to find what they desire. So the next verse says, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord. By the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope. And my will be lost in thine. The pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend.
Erade any so I wanna him wa any mu and I may say me bring.
When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God. I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea.
What do emu do be brave? Ah, minti asiako pemo bra mecha sa epo hia hia no.
There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee.
Eni tia bi woha eko nkanya minti minchi mi munru hoko pemo se meda wo asumbiye mu amene wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we pray before we sing the song and commit yourself to the Lord? Say, Lord, I don't want to come here tonight and go back the same.
Ebra, ye betu yumu ye bidin kenya bompa ye tu ye huwa se uraden sa asurani se uraden mempe se senye misi ba hano mesi yanko fiye wa sa hakwa yinusu.
And please, I pray that God will do a miracle in everybody's life tonight. And take in the word of the Lord with all your heart, please. I'm praying that God will do something that's so exceptional that you will have a testimony that will shame those who did not come.
Lord,
Almighty.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We come in your presence this night.
Amen.
Interpret everything that I say.
Erade onyankopon tunfo anadwe yapa wani mopem.
We are asking for mercy.
Yesre wo hu mobro.
Forgive me, Lord.
Fa me boni cheme erade.
Forgive every one of us.
Ne fa ye nyina boni cheye.
Forgive all those that we are acquainted with.
Enipa biara erade ye ne woni nyankita hudi nfa che won nyina.
Forgive this church
of
every foolishness, every filthiness, and every wickedness, every act we have done against your word and your spirit. Lord, if you are to count iniquity, none of us will be able to stand. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Deliver our souls from every form of bondage. May the spirit of grace and conviction move upon every heart tonight. Convict us and convert us. That we might be like you. For Lord, the events that are going on around us are indications that your coming is nearer than we think. And the rate at which people are dying is a warning to the living to be ready at any time.
Na empem senye enipa esi wu ebrei ayi wo mu no ye kokobbo e ma yen atiasefo se ye ye crowd ebrei bia.
So I pray tonight, Lord,
to be bom paye anaju se
Rade, that we will not face this service as one of those ritualistic meetings.
Se ye nwura sa esumi mu se esuma horo a ye ba bia se ba ne benti e na ye ba.
But that we will face tonight as a matter of life or death.
Na yebewura anadwo isu mu se eye enkwa ani ewu.
Help us, dear Lord.
Erade boyen.
Make yourself real to your children.
Da wo di kan kire wo ma anadwo.
Let it be known that you are not hanging on a Roman cross.
Mane nedi se wo na so ansen Roman for asenua no so.
Nor are you in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea.
And now say, what does Sarah say? Joseph, I will free Arimathea.
But that you rose again from the dead and you are alive forevermore.
Ne momo sorry, Ephraim, who former what he has said, Dada.
Dear Lord,
Erade,
not for my glory, nor for any man's glory, but for your own glory.
And you were so full, and now of Ufro Biara any monyam, ne momo Erade, Yesu, go to any monyam.
Your children have been longing to see you, Lord.
And you are
not far away from us.
You
promised to be with us, even in us, unto the end of the world.
And we've
read from your word that you are the same yesterday and today and
forever.
So, Lord, help us to see you. To have an encounter with you. That that our lives will never be the same. That will not go back to our old ways. That will have newness, oh Lord, or spirit, soul.
And
I ask for your mercy in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will sit down after he will read the key, just the key, and I'll run through the English. When he finishes, you sit down. It is Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 2. My subject is consecration unto the Lord.
Masem niti ene se ahotie a ye tede ama Ewurade.
Amen.
Amen.
Consecration unto the Lord.
Ahotie a ye tede ama Ewurade.
Please, I don't want anybody to act as if you are not serious tonight. If you have ever been serious in your Christian life, let it be tonight.
Se o Kristo som abrabo mu se akoba se wani abre da ene enka ma wani brene enye na anadwi.
Achomoti de meka ye.
Amen.
Ye doso ye nosu sa nenso Peter e what they say. Paul any Silas no me emie nu pe.
Amen.
To mu bom pa ye e ma ba bia o mu sha ye ne asase o so.
Amen.
Tinya dom nyankopon wanti dom mu.
Yes sir.
What sincerity.
Amen.
God doesn't live in big numbers. He lives, even if they are very few, but are very totally committed, God will make himself known. Before we start reading, I want to ask you a very sincere question and give me a very sincere answer. How many of you will rather be ashamed before people, before the world, people of the world, than to be ashamed before the living God?
Okay,
some of your hands are down. It means you would rather be ashamed before men than to be ashamed before God. Maybe you didn't understand the question. Let me go back. How many would rather be fear or be ashamed before the Almighty God than to be ashamed before man? Still, people didn't get it. In the days of slavery in America, there was a revival meeting, and a slave called Moses went there and received the Holy Ghost. So the slave owner heard of it and asked him, is it true that you have received the Holy Spirit,
Moses? Moses, you no cry, so on saka on konkro ana.
He said, yes sir.
And was say animira.
Say I want to receive it too.
And no ka tre na say any mama so mensan ka bi.
Okay, boss, will you follow me then?
And akwa na ka tre ni wura na say mira, u be di machi amanyako.
So they were going to a place where they will pray.
Omukọ ba bi a ombako akobọ mpaye.
As they passed through very decent looking places. The master said, oh, this place looks decent. Let's stand here. He said, no, you don't get the Holy Ghost in places like this.
So they
went to a place where pigs had urinated and it was smelling. He said, aha, Master, this is where we get the Holy Ghost. Will you kneel down here and I kneel beside you?
And of course,
you know what the boss will do. You want me to kneel down in a place like this? He said, Master, I know you don't really want the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
Otherwise, you don't care where you kneel. You don't care who is looking on, who is not looking on. You will cry out until you receive it, whether it's in a pig's pen or wherever it is. If tonight you and I will see the seriousness of living without the Holy Ghost, you don't care who is looking at you. You don't care what you have to confess. You don't care who is listening.
Joel chapter 2.
You read it in Chi, you take your seats, I'll read it in English, and then we go ahead from there. Listen closely. God's prophet Joel is speaking to your heart. Listen closely. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Twaso, kind of chin my.
You were woman, it's me and you move back for their Monshane to Troban to Osion. Namomo Ose, Nebopa Concron or so.
Toba se Pawai. Any reading test. Namasamo, Siegu Wakumem, please.
Amen.
Listen to it and let it stay in your heart. Brabham said, my word will fail.
But God's
word will not fail. Let me give you a testimony which some of you have heard before. I had visited a church in England. And there was a sister who had been married for over 20 years that I don't know of. Without a child. I didn't know about that. So I read Hebrews 11 from verse 11 to
13.
And I read it under the anointing, and she received it under the anointing. And the scripture said, through faith also, Sarah, remember, she was 89 years old. When God visited the tent, said, in a year's time, Sarah shall have a son. So she got a son at 90. Right? Now listen. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength. She said, as soon as I read that a spiritual strength entered into her.
Trust him, I'm making kind, and when I hear you from my tidu bako, you move to bako de chrono. Or say, and I'm didier so, and I'm Sarah Nya, and what they are in his senior. Now, Obana say, a brass of a king kind, so I trust him, Yano, and when Yankuma, who are dibi, a boranimo.
And was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Now,
now because she judged him faithful who had promised.
San say, nye ose bono obunu se oye jidie eboshe.
She judged him faithful who had promised.
That's
how an old woman became a mother of
Isaac.
There is nothing too hard for the living God. Nobody is too old, but that what God can cause them to give birth. No case is beyond the power of the living God. If only we will come before him with all sincerity. That is why it is very dangerous and wicked for people to attempt to defile and to smear the image of God's servants. How can I help you if you believe I'm of the devil? And some of you have opened your ears to be listening to Tommy Rot from the pit of hell, and it's polluting your mind till you cannot even have faith when God's servants stand before you.
Yemu bi nso ebue na sum ama ensemhunu a efri adamoni ahima emu akwa kwodum pempenso se ensemu a onyankopon kwampo ejina yenim edima ye no yenye jidie mpo wo sansem.
Why is it that Jehovah God delivered his children with supernatural signs and wonders in Egypt through the ministry of Moses, but by the time they got close to the promised land, only two were left?
You
see how Nabal and Abihu, Korah, and all of those people started to smear Moses and say that you take too much upon yourself, you are not the only one, this and that, by the time they go close to the promise, till it provoked Moses. And he spoke unadvisedly with his lips.
Senye Korane Abiram any Dayton. Esika safa Mose ho ekansa wodie. Wuji bibia de ma wonko a wonko na yo difo ewo ye mu. Yenso onyangopon timi nkasa emfa yansu bia na. Ebra na kaka krebi na wodru boshe asase no so no. Omo she Mose ebufuo e ma ne kasai ma asase bie na num ememene wo nyina.
E ma Moses ka de any se woka. Ha? Omuch eshe na bufo sa which provoke ni sa ma fe de o nyango ponse ko kasa kire botan na mo se de bufo de pon ba ba ensho ni bayo ensho urade si mo se nam se wan sheman wo nyam e wo nipa nim na wo ye de masa man cho se ye nti wan ni be unu ke na na wo na pa de ensho. Can you imagine? And it was because of the people that Moses lost the opportunity, having struggled for God for so long, labored before them, fasting 2 times, 40 days, no food, no water. 2 times. With all of that, the people provoked his spirit, and he spoke unadvisedly with his lips, and he lost the
prayer. Ah, Moses, prayer, yeah. And then we are nine. Ewia ene anajo sam prenu ena Mose eya country o hawo ne amane a wo fa mu nyina esan o man na bufu a wo share no ntino obue na no kansem a na eni kwan se oka e ma nani ekohunu ke na nani hunu ke na de nanso ne nan de entimi ansi asase no.
So that's why the angel of the Lord told Brother Branham, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before your prayer, not even cancer.
Enunti ena onyango pombo for na kachire yendi for Branham say. Se ubetimi ama enkrofo no agye wadi nkoa dia bi biere ne ho ebetimi agyina on pipe anim. Empo cancer etimi nyina on pipe anim.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, it is easy for man to say, I believe God. But for man to believe his fellow man or her fellow woman is difficult. So as soon as the devil heard that testimony from the prophet, if you can get the people to believe you, and you will be sincere, you William Branham, you too will be sincere.
Now, Odifo William Branham,
not even cancer shall stand before your
cancer.
So what do you think the devil started doing? He started destroying the image of Abraham so that people cannot believe it. Even now, passing away so many years, they are still destroying his name.
Obon Sam Shase say, oh, go, or defrone any more. As a Sabayana, or Nipane, Entimini, and poor and fear the bread, she are Wukrono, or Mukuswa, say,
the same way, look at our master, the Lord Jesus.
Umaya Shay and a Rade, Yesu Christo.
They went and propagated that he was born in fornication. And from the womb to the tomb, they smeared his name till even Pilate, when he wanted to release him, they preferred a criminal to the Lord Jesus.
And Paul, a free Nina, I would tell him, I could see a damn animal.
Methodist people have a song. Go labor on, spend and be spent, thy joy to do the master's will. It is the way the master went. Should not the servant tread?
Eye mani je semeye adwuma amira no eyeye ekwan a onam so efa so a wo ye adwuma na ne no eti enye mani je se kwan a mewura no efa so mefa sa kwan no so ana.
Is there a way the master went? Should not the servant tread? Is still.
Kwanya miura enanti so nya saa na me amye miura na kwa na wose me so me fa so ana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your heart unto the Lord.
Let
him bless you.
Na onshrayen.
Please open your hearts
unto the
Lord and let him bless you.
Na ono erade no
onshrayen. How long would we keep the Lord waiting? How long will we keep him standing knocking? Those feet are marked with nails.
Sa enaina odi enadwa eburuburu mu no.
Those hands pierced through with nails.
Sa ensana odi enadwa ebubu mu.
There he stands knocking with that, those hands and standing on those feet.
Sa eno odi enaino egina opuna no na odi ensano so ebo opunu mu.
How long will you keep him standing there? Oh. I just don't know how to talk. I don't know how to start. I don't know what to say. Hasn't Jesus proven that he loves us? Should we fear to trust him fully?
Yes, true. See, I hear you now, but you know, Swana.
Is there any question mark in his life that should scare us so that we'll be afraid to follow him fully with everything in us?
Is Missabi away in a rade abra bomoa and unty a boy who see a beja and when you know the atunosu?
Who boy gamma boy and for so bempa when you come
what profit have you benefited from your fornication?
Who pushy ready free wabra bom pushy no pushy ni and for so men pan when ya.
What profit have you gotten when you push the Lord aside of your life?
Why should it be hard for us in the light of Calvary to surrender our all to the Lord Jesus
Christ?
He took about 2 million people with all their animals on a 40-year journey. They never slept in darkness one day.
Amen.
They never slept hungry or thirsty one day.
Amen.
Not one person. Their feet never got sore. Their clothes did not even get threadbare. Not one day.
Why
should it be difficult for us to, and he has sent a prophet to prove that every word of God is true? Everything that God promised us in our day, God, through his prophet William Branham, has made it live before us.
A
sister stood before him, 49 years old. Sister, you are here for a noble cause. You want a child.
That
said the Lord. Go, and the Lord has given you a boy. She went away 3 years, and then she was doubting it.
Came back.
He said, what did the Lord tell you, sister? She said, the Lord said I'll have a child. What is your problem? At 52, she gave birth to the boy. Now, if one more onion here for now, ma, eti, pebebi, pejina, ne baba, pebebi, jina, onion here for now, yem, munya, mian, sem, niem, penas, I'm not saying everybody. Most of them have no reason to stay home tonight, but they have chosen not to come. You are here.
Amen.
I want God to bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you to push shame on the people that refuse to come. Now listen to Joel. You assume upa transe. Into 77. Mimi jina wana wo transia. It's up to you. Ti eti tobua sewai. Men rashi. Drink every word in.
Amen.
Okay? And God will anoint you as you listen to the word. Father, I pray. Let people know that your word is powerful. Let the Holy Ghost anoint the word so much that as they hear your word without even preaching, the Holy Ghost will anoint them. In Jesus Christ's precious name, I plead. Amen.
Amen.
To bless in the kamae.
Joel, iti mienu, yimuba akode kro. Monshane to trubento was Sion. Na mumose, mebopo kron kron oso. Ma asase sufu nyina hompopo. If we say a radi danu do na abeng,
hey, mamu who is a brother and a kind, nye ono nensem no wokai. Wasi enye de, ye mose, ye nshan tutu ben to Zion. Adenti, na ye hon pupu, adenti. Huh? Sɛ biri bi a etwa mu mpo, ɔmo kan sɛ Awurade da bɛn a. Sabri abɛnsin sɛ deɛ yɛ dwɛ. Abɛnsin sɛ deɛ yɛ dwɛ. Amen.
Amen. Esum ne kusu yɛda. Mununkum ɛne kusukuku da.
Awurade da no ɔka ho asɛm no. Ɔsɛ deɛ esum ɛne kusu yɛda. Mununkum ɛne kusukuku da. Mamuntiki we nyina, I'm sorry. We can't do anything about it. Esum kusukuku. Ewie ma sɛ de nsuo pɛ sɛ ɛtɔ ne nso a ɛnya ntɔyɛ no ɛna atwifoɔ sɛ bi de kusukuku wɔ se Awurade da no esum ne deɛ mununkum ne kusukuku da ɔman bi a wɔdɔɔso na wɔɔden a ebi nte sɛ no ɛfiri teteete na n'akyiri nso ebi nyɛ sɛ ɛno awoɔ ntoatoaso a ɛdidi soɔ mfie mu ɛyerɛ sɛ adekyeɛ ɛyerɛ sɛ adekyeɛ ɛyerɛ ɛmepɔ soɔ.
Amen.
Sɛ wotie Russiafoɔ akodeɛ paa nkurɔfoɔ no ayɛ na wotie Chinafoɔ akodeɛ a wɔma yɛ even Iranfoɔ na Amerikafoɔ ayɛ etu a ɛtumi ayi Iranfoɔ ayɛ banka ɔma tu amena akɔ asase ase na yɛyi kwan ne adewo asase ase sɛ ɛhɔ deɛ obia ntumi nkɔ hɔ amerikafoɔ ayɛ bɔmbo a ɛkɔ fam saa bɛɛ 100 feet na agye sɛ bua na asɛ biribia anuanom baabi awia sɛ bɛduru sɛ ka yɛhu ne saa anka wɔbɛwu koraa wo ka wodu akoma nyinaa bɛhwɛ Awurade sɛ Awurade bɛtena wo mu na wama assurance sɛ ɔbɛfa ne ma a wobɛkɔ bi kanyɛ ne sɛ nyame adom yɛame asi dan se kɛda bia wo dada mu a ɛbɔ mpayɛ ka wontwɛ mpo prophet ka nsɛm bi wɔse if God is really in your heart you will not wait for them doors to open before you enter. If God is in your heart, a lot of people are making claims that they love God. But prophet said, if God is in your heart, you will not wait for them doors to open before you enter. Even if we put helicopter on the door of people's houses to enter and go to the presence of God, some of the people will still have excuses. And yet they want to be in heaven. And yet you hear the same people complaining. And yet when you put to me, because they are the fufu, and they are the fufu, the banku, and they are pele, and they when you put to me, and they are cromo, and they do when you put to me, and they are. Tell me any place where people. What did they mean? Show me one place where people got the presence and power of the living God loaded with food and all kinds of things and sleeping every night.
Show me baby bako e wo troku nkrimu a enipa bi nsaka wo nyankopon to me ene na ho ode ya na wo mo fu ahyema na fe wo da ehwan kromo ho a ene wo mo nsaka sa nyankopon to me ene na ho ode.
Tell me when people dedicated themselves, consecrated themselves, and sought the face of God with all sincerity, that God failed them.
Na feature me. Ebra, enipa bi etu won ho si ho. Na wodi no kura firi mudi enyina mu, edi won ho si ho ma Awurade no mhwehwe Awurade no so Yakobo di ohwam a.
No. How many will say no, God never did that? God didn't fail those people that who diligently sought him.
Onyankopon eni won a wo firi ani bremu hwehwe no no ehwa moda.
How many will say amen to that? Okay. Now we continue with the reading.
Imu miensa. Oja shidi won anim. Na oja frama tafre di won achi. Won anim asase te se edin true. Na wo chiri de eye esre prada.
Ha? Nkrofoni ba o. Wo manim asase te se de.
True.
The land before them is like the garden of Eden, but once they pass through with their ammunition and every destructive weapon, behind them it becomes what? As I say, Prada. Do you understand it? How many really understand what he's saying? They will come to a place that is like the Garden of Eden. But when they pass through it and you look back, it's like an empty desert. What is he talking about? Destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Akundia eshia mine. I'm not threatening you, but what is going to happen in the world has never happened before. The radiation from the bombs and everything. The prophet of God said people will be getting rotten. Birds will be feeding on them and they want to die. They cannot die.
And you have
the privilege to escape all of this.
By
receiving God's Spirit, free of charge. God is not saying because you have sinned so much, he won't give it to you. All what you have to do is repent. And he has got blood that washes every sin away.
He says,
I'm he that blots out your transgressions and will remember your sins. No more.
Wo moja kunku bi odi pepa oboni nyina o si eye me ena me pepa oboni nyina na me kan tia obi o.
You want to hear it? Give me Isaiah 43:25. I want us all to read it. God is saying something about himself.
Yankopon no eka bi before no ane ho.
Isaiah 43:25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake.
Amen.
And will remember thy sins. Sorry. And will not remember thy sins.
Udifo Isaiah ngoma ti eduanai miensa nyimu eduonunum. Me miara
munken yechre. Haneka say. Aha, what's he say?
Me ne dia opepa omrato.
Obi anka sabi. Aha,
mi ara minti.
Anya wonti o. Aha, ono enti.
Na wo boni nso, minka ye.
Ah. Mumbi ansan kan bi o. The word of God is powerful.
To me, Onyankopon asem.
The word of God is satisfying.
Onyankopon asem e ma abotwo.
There is nothing more satisfying than the word of the living God.
Yeah, anywhere, wo ho a ebetimi ama obo adwo ase Onyankopon asem.
I say after me again.
I
am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my sake.
I'm he that blotteth out your transgression for my sake.
For my own sake.
For mine own sake.
And will not remember thy sins.
And will not remember thy sins.
We are ni papa ni na so di achawa. Obeti no ni obi di nko wesu sa no bibi o ye ya me di che ni ntina gbe ni se. But our God says,
amen.
When he forgives us, he doesn't remember.
Amen.
The gift God gave William Branham, gift of word of knowledge, or what he called discernment.
Achadia onyankopon edema no na ya achadia eyenhunumu achadia.
He said, if you come before him
and you have
killed 2 million people,
and
you confess your sins,
now
the pillar of fire will not even see your sins again. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Everybody,
on one condition, if you repent and confess it. Let me read another scripture before you sit down, if you wish to. If you want to stand, you are welcome to stand, but you sit down. Proverbs 28 and verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Everybody. He that covers his sins
shall not prosper.
But whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy.
But whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy.
How many understood what that is? Is there any complicated something in that?
Bibi wo mu aye nwonwona ya na.
Huh? He that covers his sins.
Your people or katana bonus one. When you prom.
How many want to prosper?
You must draw saying your person.
Prosper in faith. Prosper any way physically and
see a bear from oh you did a quen yin from any home from you know.
When people have committed sins, they want to be pampered, they want to be covered over. When Jesus became sin for us, he became sin for us who knew no sin. What did they do to sin? They hung sin naked on the cross. Sin was made naked. Jesus became sin for us. And when he became not a sinner, but sin, he took our sins and became sin for us. What did they do to the sin? They hanged it naked on the cross for the whole world to see. And you want us to your sins to be covered up?
So ni paya bonia or pasa also son so or jigeno so now katana bonin so wabra on canonim. A brian a radi yesu Christo. No nyo de bonye nyo. Nemum yam boni a or baba swa yenti. Oba swa yam boni. Ne bra baba swa yam bonino. A dien ye bonino. Ye pedano adene say a senu anoso. Nia pa bonini nyina huntuma ama ni penina eshena de jaso.
If you ever go to Jerusalem and you see Mount Calvary or Golgotha, wherever you are, you see him hanging up there. Little children, old people, naked, oh, naked. You see they draw his picture and they hang something around his waist. He is naked. Bro, my name Pacho Betra inside Mammy Why. Alright. Obi amra inside the mummy. Obi testro baby. Mon friend momra inside. Obi amra inside the mummy.
Oko Jerusalem baby a obo eradi Yesu asu. Kame obi poso no. Oshe baby a opaja edene ye paja no edene sen ya. Akura kitu akura mpo etemu a otune ni a ohu no. Si akurukire ne mfo nyini na ne ade bibi akata na deja so. Wo bo na so nyam na bibi akata no ho obo na deja kwati.
And you know, we have taken the mercy of God for granted. Jesus did not just say, I forgive your sins. He had to pay for it in a terrible, painful way. No man could have paid for that sin the way Jesus had to suffer. No man could have endured such torture.
If you read,
I don't know, the Holy Ghost is leading me some other direction. If you read Isaiah chapter 53, and Isaiah describing what Jesus went through, he said he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Onipa na oyawo ene onipa na oya o ahye ne ma.
What did he do?
Ebe na oye ye.
What did Jesus do, Kwame?
In the ready Jesus, ebe na no aye.
Bra Kwame oye dey. And no be a decay, no, or background was a day when you are now who sideways, he said, Aku Coin, our cofraco cobedia. One wound ya, why you be, you wouldn't be a come once a my year free world. What would you achieve a man? Now go upon no name. And now, my nana, you may say, Mumaya Mobania send you. Let's crucify
Amen.
Sin.
Amen.
Determine that I don't want anything that will block me from receiving God's best.
Yes, Jina, yes, sir. Yeah, my baby, Pierre, and see, and can see, and somebody can't get a chance to a free young couple.
Amen.
Amen.
Go back to Joel. Let the Holy Ghost speak to you.
Yet, what you will, it's me, you know, so any moon nine. One wants to say upon Kohu. Now, Otumrika say upon Kosoti four. Oh, who says Tiasia Nam Kitty Kitty, yeah, and me party fee. Say, O Jaframa, ah, a she in Chanchama, tree tree. Say, a doma, a yet day, ah, was yes, ye won't, ama oko. A man who grew one enim. Any penny na enim sin sam. Otumrika se no merima. Ofro ofasuo se okofufuo. Wanin nam one akwanso. Na wanti one santimu. Nansu obin sum ne yonko. Wanyina ni nam one atimponso. Na se washashi akodien temwa. Na osheshe akodie ntamu a ompura wo yekru mu menyamenya otu ofesu osumrika ofuru bafie mu ofa mpoma mu base owifuo asase woso wonanim osuru hinhim awia ne osrane adrusum na nsoroma kame ne hran na erade mane ne so ne dom no anim na ne ho nsraban no soso se na ade a edi nasem so no ye ade a edi nasem so no ho ye din na erade da no so na eye hu se na hwan na obetimi agina no
erade da no so na ehu se na hwan no obetimi agina no. The day of the Lord is so terrible. Who can face that day? That's why the Lord Jesus, because of his love for our souls, was willing to pay the price
that
we will not meet that wrath, that intense anger of the living God.
We inti eno odwa ni ene radi Christo edi dwa ye inti. Oba betuya yen kenyina adema yen sebe ye nasa nebufuo a eshiye nebufuo a anu odeno yen kwenko siyase ebufishye.
Hey, etiti weye, let me tell you, say etiti heye, we are nothing.
Si etiti weye, yenye shiyo.
The line between life and death is so thin. Any little something will take your life.
A quaya, a da o woo, an inquantemono, a yakitwe, beside, be kitwe, be po, a bit me a jonqua.
Can you imagine just last week or so, Sister Bernice was with us? It's just this goiter thing, and they gave her whatever. And that was it. No.
What it was, Susu said, now watch any no, and if ye, and I say, you ram him in demo. Now watch any nanny and your barbenis or kayen, ɛyɛ ne kɔn ya a ɔkɔɔyɛ sɛ ɔkɔ akɔyɛ ho operation yi ɛno ara so ne nam a te sɛ ɔde afiri yɛ ntam
yɛwɔnpaneɛ yɛ ma wo da no a woante yaw mɔkɔma no overdose bi ɛyɛ ama atra so no ano no ɛbiribi nka ɔmukum Dr. Martin saa ɔma ne bi ma 8 hours ne ɔntumi ntenani ɛnyɛ awurade a ɔnwie n'adwuma kasam ne to Dr. Martin nti wote hɔ no a woadwene ɔ sɛ wobɛtena ase forever yɛ a wokasa te sɛ wiase nyinaa yɛ ɔdea na bi kasa te sɛ awurade suddenly you are gone hwɛ wa wo nua ɛyɛ Beniza bɔda ho atɔre mu akasa ne wode nenden nano yie yɛ bɛkyekyɛ nnoɔma yi ɛyi ase a nena wo nyinaa wo mu nyinaa wo mu babi nano yɛ ne na wo menka so ɔko but what if that is the end na sɛ bɔne to aberɛ bom na obi dom wo sɛ ɔbɛfe ato agu na awurade dere mogya adwa na wɔbɛtena mu a na wobi ka ne deɛ a ei na obi asɔ no ɔno nso de nam na wanya obi afe toilet ato agu ɔno nso akɔdi na ɔde nam asambe ikya bi rapture someday wosi woni no wosi ɛna ɛde wokɔ rapture a wobɛgyina no yɛ nkwaseade sɛ wokɔ wan rapture wabɔdam woni baabi a rapture ne fie hwɛ amane a Jesus Christ ɛfɛɛ mu amane a Kristo Yesu fɛɛ mu na nkwaseasɛm a yɛte nyame fie die nkwaseasɛm a yɛadie yɛmmuadeɛ mu hwee wasan bɛka rapture asɛm sɛ wowɔ fa ɛna wakɔsi ɛdan wɔ heaven na ɔde wokɔ hɔ deɛ a fine I Christo Yesu heaven party and no sinner is going to go there.
Amen.
You can't take anything. He's coming for a bride without spot, without blemish, without any wrinkle.
And
he has made provision for that. By shedding his pure holy blood.
Now,
whosoever will, let him come. Vomit and throw up every nonsense out of your life.
Say,
no, watch me thoroughly. I don't want anything of the devil in my life. Lord, come and take your residence in my spirit. And reign over my life. That should be our concern. You see a bunch of gossipers. People just gossiping here, gossiping there.
Je
speed we phone battery eco lower wouldn't nam sa person will recharge
yeah
when your phone's battery go runs low or down what do you do
you charge
anawaya what do you do what to all human this is Ernestina wo wo na me your duku ra wo wo wa me starting on soon. With phone, yeah. With phone, a battery in the color. We are there. Who can charge you? And some at the front, a drama who do what was to say. Yeah, who could that? What we are first now? Obey your phone, Abbehan, Obey Sona, phone not to that. No, I'm not my insurance. I know some being enough for. Uti when you have phone, the first thing I will consume. Mebwa.
Yeah.
Now, we have brought temperature that minus zero, minus 30. When your consensus will be recharged, your tunes are from say, come and recharge your spiritual phone so that you can receive heavenly news and everything. Now, what if you me can on your the baby answer? Na waba hansu waba abeda. Mufa kete meguo. Usi obi dani ya muna abeda ni mwaya. Wabe tonko ya. Bema Dickens. Munya alert. Usi obi to. Muntam no metu. Metu ni mwaya. Nye unse wada. Uba hansu abeda. Ale na ube pedi ya 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 baha ni ya niabri.
Amen.
Mwani ni niabri. Ya niabri ntini ya waha. We want life. We want God. We want to see the God of William Branham, the God of Elijah, the God of this Bible, the Lord God of Israel. He's alive. He's not a dead God. We want to face him and grip him and hold him on and oh, hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Amen. Continue the reading. Joel chapter 2, verse 11 down.
Yoel, Timienu, Nimudu Mienun de Cro. Na afei so erade na osie monsane mra menchen makoma nyina ene ebuadadie ene esu ene adadwetwa mu
musu ebio sisu bio
osie ene afei so
eina
erade na osie monsane mra menchen makoma nyina ene ebuadadie ani esu ani adwetwa mu munsunsu anu makoma mu na enye montaade mu na monsane mra erade munyankopon chen na oye odofuo ni mobrohunfuo na na bucherifu na na doye dooso na onu ne ho na debo ne ho. Amen.
If he decides that he's going to do evil against you, but you come with a broken and a contrite heart with tears, he's a God who is rich in mercy.
Amen.
He will change his mind about the evil he has planned to do against you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What Joel is telling you tonight.
Amen.
That's what Joel is telling you tonight. So, Nyankopon. Onu ne ho ewo adeboni bia wasusu de tia wo no se wo de akoma apeche ani nu ho. If you come before you were broken and a contrite heart, he said, a broken and a contrite heart, oh Lord, thou will not despise. Amen.
See akoma aboto na ebubuo no eno na ono awrade ompo.
Let's continue the reading. If we just take and do what God is telling us through the prophecy of Joel, if we act on just that alone, God will help us.
Inyimudu nai. Ebia obi nim obesani na onu ne ho na waja na chiri insura aduane aye yede ene ahwiesa a wode beche erade munyankopon. Inyimudu nom. Monsiane totoro bento wo Sion. Monye ebuadadi ekronkron. Monpae asofo nhiamu.
Ose pae de.
Mumwa oman no ano. Monye oman nhiamu kronkron.
Yeye de. Solemn assembly. Have a solemn assembly.
Munsia onkokra.
Isham, don't use your age as an excuse. Old people come to church.
Mumwa mofra any nufu nufu.
Mumwa mofra kro amunum nufu cross here for mumra.
Mumwa mofra any nufu nufu ano umma umra.
And why? Yamun yina ne me share radianim. Nufu ano emma nyina umra. Now, who cut a chair now? Tiffie. I said, baby, all no for crime, find him right there, no, so I'm repent to be. Ate.
I fukunu in free ni PMU.
Was there I fukunu? What is some of Fatun Chai? Now, you're too bomb, while being a crack with yours or your wedding. Ah, you're too bomb, ubenya you're being a wedding. Wase ayifu ayide ayifro kunu emfri ni piem na ayifro emfri ni dabech ni dabechire emfredi. Come away. The situation is so critical and calling for emergency approach. Don't use anything as an excuse.
Amen.
Leave those matrimonial homes. Leave everywhere you are. Come and gather in the presence of the Lord and cry out, say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
This is the hour we are living in. Look at the condition of your children. Look at the condition of some church members. Look at this one be hit by disease, that one be hit by this and hit by death and all kinds of situations. Are you satisfied?
What are they?
They are supposed to be gathering to be crying for God's children. Ma sofo Awurade asomfo no enso e won twon no ani afarebuchia ni ntem enka se oh Awurade dudu ma ho na mfa waja pade ma hohora.
Amen.
Na amna man ani di watem.
Amen.
Oh, huh? Did you hear that?
Amen.
That's what we are supposed to be doing. Na amna man ni di atem atem ben. What are they saying? Atem ni say. Adenti na wamu say ehina wonyankopɔ no. Enye sa. Kate, enye sa no muka. Eh na mu nyankopɔ no wo he. Enti nyankopɔ na di ehwamɔ anaye ne adi ne hwamɔ. Bibi sa question, is it God disappointing us or we are disappointing him?
We have disappointed him.
So are we going to continue in disappointment, or we are going to repent and cry and say, Lord, forgive us and have mercy. Not just the people here. We are crying on behalf of the entire pride on the face of the
earth.
Ensu awontwon no ani afarebuchia ne ntem enka se oh Awurade dudu ma ho.
Amen.
Na mfa waja pade ma hohora.
Amen.
Ana se ni guasee na mna man ani di watam aden ti ne omonka na man mu se ehe na onyankopon wo anya anyanom. Exactly, this is exactly our situation.
End time
right. Not because God has not demonstrated to us that he's omnipotent. Not because God hasn't shown us that every promise is yea and amen in Christ Jesus.
But
we can never lay the blame on Jehovah. We are to blame. Because he has given us weapons.
If you say,
and the weapons of our warfare are very powerful.
To me, womb.
Pulling down strongholds of the devil.
To
take a position as a son or daughter of God. Satan. Satan, you have no legal right to hold my sister, to hold my brother, to hold a child of God. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out of here. And you take your stand.
Brother
Branham says, faith has got muscles on his chest.
What do you want to see? Did you hear the medicine?
And he's got hair on his chest. Faith is a macho. It will not turn its back on anything. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants to infuse infuse that faith in you tonight. He wants to empower you and anoint you and quicken you so that he
said
one will chase a thousand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to put demons, thousands, on the run. One day the Lord Jesus met this man that had 2,000 demons in him. He had not even talked. The demon said, have you come to cast us out before the time?
Hey,
what's your name?
Many.
He said, I adjure you, please don't cast us out. Command us to go into those pigs. That's the demons praying. Praying to Jesus. It's all right, I give you leave, go. And when they enter those pigs, the pigs and behaved according to the spirit in them. You, if you watch people's behavior, you will know what spirit is in them.
So we share any baby a subaya, who home cry, Eddie Juma Womo, a son said, a bra, a damon in Coco Ra and Proco Kunumono, you who said a damon in Adan who on Proco Kunumo.
Then they all entered into the sea. So people said they will eat pigs.
Omo Ra, Omoano Munina, Dimrika, Ekogu, Eponumo, and Utina, Ebinum, say Omodia, Omoni Procunam.
And what, where did the fish? Where did the hawks go? They died in the sea and fishes at them. I don't eat fish.
And
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, if that same Jesus is the one that has come to live in you, I don't care how many demons
manifest,
you can stand with the authority of the Lord Jesus and command the demons get out. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they are not afraid of you. When they look at you, they will see the one in you. Then they will run for their lives.
Say,
resist the devil. And he what?
He
will just walk away. He will flee from you. To flee is to run away in terrible fear.
Say, well, Johnny, no. Everyone, and he said, well, Tumrika, a who was anima.
Why? Because a son of God, a daughter of God, had charged that demon to leave. One time we were casting out some demons from a Liberian girl. And I was reading scriptures. And the devil doesn't like scriptures at all. Especially those scriptures that describe where they are going to be cast.
So
I was reading, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. And look at the face of the person. Then she spat on the Bible. The Bible says in the beginning was the word of God, and the word is God. You mean you demons who are spat on God?
And I make a chance of Bible on my tears as if it's an assembly on an assembly on Yankupon. And I want that money. What interest you go on Yankupon?
Say, Lord, send Michael with the heavenly warriors to attack these demons.
And come and see. Onyankopon suma obofo Michael ene na da na na obofo adomo e kanu hono no ma meto se se adamu ni so.
Oh Michael, oh don't you remember me? Oh Michael, the demons were screaming for their lives.
Afei na
wo tiemu. Never be afraid of the devil as long as you are walking with the living Jesus Christ.
Afei na adamu ni na sa se atiatiam se, hey Michael, eti won kai me ana. Onua men so adamu ni biara da. And Pandora would tell Christo yes with demon.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue. Joel, the prophet of God, is addressing us. Nafe eradiche nasasi hunin kunu. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When they came with broken heart and confessed their sin, God was jealous over his land.
Amen.
And God will be jealous over us tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
And
every nonsense out of our lives. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Radi Biasi ne my share. Me brema diande en samono ene ngo.
Amen.
Na mwa me na me famo me ma ahuram na memu bio.
Amen.
I thought you'd be clapping your hands and thanking God. Anaki na bromo so. Sentie bio. Let's go back to 19. Na eradi bua se ne man se enyina
na eradi bua se ne man se
she
me bremo aduane
ensamuno ne ngo
ensamuno ene ngo
na mwame
na mwame
na me famo me ma ahohora na se enimguase amna man emu bio
na me famo ma ahohora amana man mu bio.
I will not surrender you to disgrace again.
Amen.
These are the promises of the living God to a consecrated people, to people that will thoroughly repent and be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
We any onyankopon tumfo no ebose a ewo ho ma wona wo firi wo mu nyina mu ate won ho na wasatura na Awurade Yesu Kristo mu gya no ate won ho.
Na tifi fam dom no. May you want free moi, moho akwa chichi.
Amen.
Na ma pamon akwa sasi prada da so. Na won kafo akwa wan ah hey. Na won kafo akwa enim efem epunum. Na won chidom akwa apwe efem epunum. Na won. One born ebe sorry na wo enye nyane ebe sorry if you say we di bone kestie.
Amen.
That time for na matu aso san eno ka onwa asem, he will drag them far away from us.
Amen.
And their dishonor and their stink, they will smell real bad.
Amen.
This is our God assuring us.
We eye nyankopon ahoto so a wode maye.
Oh, as I say, ensuro die rusie.
Amen.
Na wani nye.
Amen.
Every say, Awurade ayɛ ade kɛseɛ.
Amen.
Oh, let's give him a hand clapping of him. Oh, me my, oh my ifro, oh my bride, fear not. For the Lord has done a great thing.
Amen.
Oh land, don't fear. Rejoice.
Amen.
Because the Lord has done a great thing.
Amen.
As I say, it's true.
Amen.
Be glad, rejoice, for the Lord will do great things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My katani ready. I'm not joking. What da me me do abetoa? And you wouldn't even call a bunting. Would that pair memia do a betu anymore? Deacons, get ready. We'll be a tonko pe mum pejan metu anymore. Nti eno no wonia bre pa na wo ba pa da ho no wu ukunu wo yiri wu eno obi wu a na obi ese be bompa ya wo beto nko nu ada da bi o na me akokra mi gina me na me se me efrem akokra mi se me nyi ntum se se dia me ya agi atum ewram mwa munsro.
Amen.
Na esresu ewura mumuno efefe.
Amen.
Na nua esu na ba.
Amen.
Brodomani bobe eyi na ho ade ama.
Amen.
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 Everything is coming to life. The king is moving amongst his children. Holy Ghost is moving. He's moving like a magnet. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. It's moving like a magnet. It's moving here. It's moving there. It's moving everywhere. Moving here. It's moving there. It's moving everywhere. The Holy Ghost is moving. It's moving like a magnet. The power of the Lord is moving. It's moving like a magnet. It's moving here. It's moving there. It's moving everywhere. Moving here. It's moving there. Moving everywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read on. Go ahead. Namu Zion, mamunia husie. Zion Manuam.
Amen.
He's talking about the pride of Jesus Christ. Namu Zion, Mamuya day. Munya Rusie. Namuani ye eradi munyan kupon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Na omamo asuso said ye fata.
Amen.
Na oma osio tomamo.
Amen.
Asuso any primponsio kane answer. The former rain and the latter rain. They are falling together. Amen. The teaching rain. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is falling. And the sowing rain and the reaping rain falling together.
Said ye Uguo Ensio any Ochansio no etobomuno.
Oh, hallelujah. Na ayo baya prebia mama. Ayo ebe. Paribia mama.
Amen.
Na ensane ngo ayye chi amna amama ebuso.
Amen.
All because the people have come before the Lord with brokenness of us.
Consecration.
Na enfinshia entutume enfuntie emebeni nketechre. Me Tom Kasia, me small one by Mumono, a diano, me shed a name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let everybody stand up and clap. Amen.
Amen.
What did Jehovah say?
Saying that Yahuwah Ekatre.
All the years that the caterpillar, the locust, the palmer worm, and canker worm have eaten up, I will restore, saith the Lord.
Send ye radis ye ne or say, na infinsia and to me, infuntie, mebe, and inketetri, medom kasia, mesuma womba, mumunu di yeno.
All the evil spirits that have worked against us, all the demonic forces that God, because of our sins, allowed to invade our territory, everything that they have destroyed,
that
saith the Lord, I will restore. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Namwa di dia me. Namwa kamfwe radi munyan kupo din.
Amen.
Sir, oni mwa di awa wasam. Name my eni wu de biata.
Amen.
Oh. Mundo nyamia sema me nampara owo bonseme
munera nyasiwo ampara owo
hallelujah
mundo nyamia sema me ampara owo
o munda yesu sema me ampara owo hallelujah
munda yesu sema me ampara owo
Munda Krista sema me ampara owo
owo munda Yesu sema me ampara owo
munda Krista sema me ampara owo
Hallelujah munda Yesu sema me ampara owo
owo
munda Yesu sema me ampara owo
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Na mobe who say me and me wo Israel. We are spiritual Israel.
Yeah, 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 who mo Israel.
Na mobe who say me asaf urade na me wo my Ephraim.
You will see that I the Lord is in
na
my bride.
Na me dey urade mu Yakobon.
Amen.
Na obi ani hobio. Na me my ani ngu de bia da.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm shocked. Somebody. I ain't can ready. And she said, "Who can hallelujah?" So did that. And now, hey, hallelujah! She said, "I ain't can ready."
Amen.
You must do a sign yet. Rebecca said, "I ain't can ready." Huh? You go heaven now. Kasa baako anami kan se mienu a o ma bi abeka bi eh hallelujah
amen
any amen enti so pe so ko ho asu aka wa ha
amen
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 wa si na mu be hunu se mu ina kan
na mu be hunu se
mi na mi wo Israel mu
mi na mi wo Israel
na mi ni urade mu yankopon
Na mini erade munya
Na obia ni hobio.
Na obia ni hobio.
Obia ni hobio.
Obia ni hobio.
Me my any ngu de biara da.
Me my any ngu de biara da.
Asu obia odi ne ho atwe so no. Me my any ngu da.
Amen.
Asamu onyum bi me anyum bi me my na my any ngu da. Anyum bi sa. Ah.
Ring was Sida. Minimiradia Majinedi. Many ring was Sida.
One more time.
Meradia
Amen. Satan pay any grace. Nayan so ye rather say, Mimma, my mimma, my any moon grace.
Amen.
I dare want something we any man send a bonny. One more could ye be any with some new grasses and be as a Christ or two. Or born by.
Amen.
Now, Obesha said, when you moon will
say, Amen.
And found condition, woman.
Amen.
Condition being well, Cronsi and Yankupo to me. He who came from above is above all.
Yeah, Ufris Rubayano or Cronsi Bibiera.
Eh?
Amen.
He came from above all. No situation is above him. He came from above all. And he is above all. And you are in him. That is above all. Therefore, you are above all. We are joint heirs with the Father. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are people of his kingdom. We are family. We are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read on. Nayechino. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the glorious one. Nayechino.
Nayechino.
Meshiemehumaguhunemyinaso. Na mumma mema.
Na mumma merema.
Ene mumma ma.
Ene mumma ma.
Ashankom.
Ashankom.
Yebunu do se ne pasi ashankom. Mumma mema.
Mumma merema.
Ene mumma ma.
Ene mumma ma.
Ayadai ashankom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Na mumpeni mfuwa susu daye.
Na mumpeni mfuwa asu susu daye.
Unyanu mami upapa ma daye bae na usun ye. Babo si ube susu daye. Nti subi mami mami ye daye usun ye. Is that serve the Lord in the last days?
Senye radeka esyenye ewa neidi ya chure ni mu.
Me shemi ume guhunam nina asu. Wa wademwa ukan wea honam.
Amen.
Wabe yenu ume guhunam su.
Honam nina asu.
Tonight, you are part of that promise.
God
has promised, I'll pour my spirit upon. And what will you do? My sons and my daughters shall prophesy. Tonight, you are going to prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Na mo mpani fa soso dae na mo mrantie ehuhuru die aniswa die.
Amen.
You see what visions? May God open every eye that you see Holy Ghost visions.
Erade muwe anywa nyina na ye huru hom konkon no aniswa die hunu.
Not those lions seducing demons visions of the devil. No.
Yes, and I die. And in
full of Tommy Rod nonsense.
And it's what you know, and say, who knows, and Funas,
visions of glory.
And it's what you know,
visions that promote peace and unity.
And it's what you know, and my and
visions that lift up God's children.
And it's what you know, a penny on your coupon.
Visions that glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. Visions that make the word of God real and dynamic. And dynamic.
Amen. Amen.
Na enkwa enimfuna enso so ena enanumu mehwie mehonhom mago.
Amen.
So God is leaving nobody out. Nobody can have an excuse for not receiving that blessed Holy Ghost. That is the prophecy Peter quoted on the day of Pentecost after Christ had paid the price.
Bra Christo etia aka ni wiye no san kom sei e na petro e kan ye wo hon kokuru shee goda no.
The only reason why the people qualified to receive the Holy Ghost was because Jesus shed the blood to consecrate them, to clean them up, to sanctify them, to prepare them for that glorious moment.
Sentia san krofo no ese fata ase omo nsaka hon kokuru no ne se Ewrade Yesu Kristo ehie ne ho ni mogya no egui edi dware won esiesie won etie won ho eno na ma won safa esefata ase won saka Kristo Yesu won konkon.
And not even Mary Magdalene that had 7 demons cast out of her.
Empo Mary Magdalene na ahomone nson wotutu afri ni mu no.
She also received the Holy Ghost.
Ono so ne saka ahom konkon ni bi.
Even Peter.
Petro nso
that swore,
I can't tell,
denied the Lord,
not poor Rady,
but repented.
Now fear was a trial.
He received the Holy Ghost.
Also,
doubting Thomas,
sir, Thomas,
he received the Holy Ghost.
Also,
James and John, sons of thunder,
Yohani,
they were calling fire to go and burn the Samaritans.
Yohani, and Jacob, no, ya agradama, ochiye se obese Samaria for no.
They received the Holy
Ghost.
Women received the Holy
Ghost.
So nobody is left out. The glorious visit.
Of
the blessed Holy Ghost. Now,
amen.
I will show signs and wonders. Blood! Have you ever heard of the blood moon?
What's it?
Turning into blood.
Bosome, and bosome na
edani moja. Crossing over the sky from time to time.
Ah, ipuwe wo yu mwe ebrano brano.
These scriptures have been fulfilled all around us.
But we don't
read the Bible, so when they get fulfilled, we don't even know. But modern events can only be understood by Bible prophecy.
Oriabedrusum,
has it happened?
Amen.
It did. Now, Sania Dani Moja, the moon shall turn into blood. Bloody moon. And Sana Eradida Kesia Ehuono Abba.
Amen.
Yes. Bloody moon. It happened recently, and people stood up and watched it. And they thought it was something magical, not knowing the scripture is being fulfilled.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Take your seat whilst we keep standing. I want to draw the conclusion. Na ebeba se obia obebo eradi de no obegye no kwa.
Amen.
Na said the eradi aka no. Bepo Zion so any Jerusalem any nipa we free mo free. Any nipa eradi fre won free won aka no mo.
Amen.
And we are going to the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
That will descend from heaven and settle. God has gone to prepare a new Jerusalem for his bride. We are down here to go through all kinds of trials and temptations. But if we keep love in our hearts. Don't allow our emotions to rule over us. We allow the spirit of grace to anoint our hearts to forgive our worst enemies.
Sie ma kwan e ma adom honhom no esrai na koma ngo ni etime de che ye na tamfo a wo ye otamfo a wo chen sumpo a.
We shall be with the Lord forever and ever.
Eno na ye ni Awurade be kwa kwotena daada.
If you pray your last prayer,
sawo bon pa ye twato,
you sing your last song,
na wo to wo dwuma twato,
and you read the last time in the Bible,
now what kind of trust some more it
and you close your eyes,
now if you walk at our knee,
you go home to be with the Lord.
Now only ukofie near radicotina.
What a glorious day that will be.
And munya mdabain and a sad day be.
How many are longing to be there?
You more do say any a condo say
the heart is yearning.
Now I come on April was
so. So what is he saying tonight?
Today in our can train and agree.
Stand up.
Sorry, Gina, when
I song leader. I want you to come and shake us a little before we come to the next session. And then we commit ourselves unto prayer.
Yes, sir.
Take your seats, please.
You bit me at Nancy.
Amen.
Amen.
Now a prophet of God brought a message called the reaction to an action.
Afeo di fo Nyankopon di fo no e den kransem bia o to din se eneye atri eneye.
Now is how you respond to an action towards you.
The upper trend says so obi di bibi ye wa se ne usi da ho di trend ne ya o di aye wo.
So your action to your reaction towards an action.
Bibia will be ayetia won na woda esu bi edidi a chere de wayetia won.
Amen.
Amen.
And before he came to preach that, he said these things.
Ansan what is San Kran semi ban and same way wouldn't kai kai.
He had gone to a place and he said, I think it would be good for prayer meetings to be going on all day long around here.
Would you for say on the Nigidia and say I was say and Pibosia Mune Ecoso and Nenina?
For you cannot get anything from God until you get close to God.
If we say, won't you mean you're prepared and free on your coupon? Just watch your Ben answer.
I say, won't you mean you're be free on your coupon? Just a wicked Ben answer. The Bible says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you.
The Bible says,
look at me and this chair. If this chair is sitting here, you know God doesn't change.
And
we are the ones who change. So as I'm drawing near this table, this chair is drawing near to
me.
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then he continues. If we are here now for one sole purpose, to draw near unto God, let's do that with all that is within us. Draw near unto God. Sabria demons omo praising time and to one way you're better. So this is the time to strike hard and keep awake. If you feel like the devil is trying to make you stand up and shake yourself, nobody will hold you back, okay?
Amen.
So prophet says, and I want to say this, God will never hear your prayer as long as you hide iniquity in your heart.
The
simple word, Bonnie. I come as long as you hide sin in your heart, God will not answer your prayer. He will not do it. The Bible says over in, I believe in 1 John chapter 3, yeah. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 19 to 21
there.
If I hide iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me.
See, Sammy de Bonnie be a hintama kuma mudia, and you know, young coupon tieme.
I didn't hear any amen to that.
Amen.
If our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence in God. That means if we don't have no condemnation in our heart, then God will hear us. Then here is a sincere prophet of God. A lot of times, people give the impression that they are holier than everybody.
Now listen
to a prophet. I just went through an experience of that a few days ago. And I might just stop here to tell you about it. He says, for we never want to be in a hurry. That's what is one of the great ruins of American heritage today. And of the world today. Is that we are trying to run over the top of everybody. Looks like we are trying to run over the top of God. Not waiting. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You preach and go over a little and see people, pastor, no, preach it in tin. Listen, if you went overseas, even in Ghana, and they say if you do overtime, they will double your pay. You watch how many people will be willing to forego everything to do overtime to get money. How about doing overtime to get into God's presence and to receive His blessing?
Especially,
Prophets say we should never be in a hurry. You need time to wait until God answers your
prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet is giving a personal experience of what you mean having a condemnation in your heart. I've been going through some testings at home. He was preaching away from Jeffersonville.
Now we're free. If he are Jeffersonville, as a funumu,
he says, I have been called in to witness some things.
Well, friend, is that remember the new maybe who are dancing
for a trial?
I was social bimu,
and they will call me over and over and over.
Now fei omo come and him and pray baby.
Till I was so tired.
Kope himself fei the animal brimpo.
I looked like that. The whole world was a portis. Pulling on top of my head, that is a pompo. We are seeing as a tikra than a pompo.
We are seeing a pompo.
I came home that morning and my wife said, well, how are you doing?
Me buy an opebina, me yuri ebisa, me say, saying a hutie.
I said, honey, them things will drive a person out of their mind. They know what name on a bemwa bodam.
And I make a choice and say, Odo, and your mama may femono, Sanyo Mano, and Mama Jimpo, Abadam.
So I just sat down to eat dinner.
And the
phone rang.
And now my telephone is free.
We have an answering service.
And I mean,
and this was a private phone at the parsonage at the mission house, as it were.
We
have an answering service. Our phone now, our TA calls. And this is a private phone at the mission. So this Amen. Is a private phone that the person called. So just then it rang. And my wife went in and answered it.
And I may require a quote.
So she put her hand over the phone.
What an answer to a telephone also.
And she said, Billy.
And our friend is a Billy.
If those attorneys again. Lawyer for now or more how again. One more bill no more from.
And you wanna or how again. Lawyer for no more tata wanna.
Oh, I said, honey.
And I make a chance of doing.
I couldn't stand it another afternoon. About 6 or 7 days of it. I said I just couldn't stand it. So I got up from the table and went out the door.
Me sorry free.
I said, tell them I'm not in here now.
And I make a chance.
I went around behind the door.
And I make call
the house.
If
I went behind the house. I felt real bad. And I came back.
And I'm a sand bear tree.
And my wife is a whole lot better woman than I am a man. So when she came to the door, looking at me,
no, she
said, was that just exactly right?
Billy.
What you did. Was that exactly right? I said, sure. I know it wasn't already. But I wanted to make her think that my story would stick. So I said, yeah, I wasn't in just that time. She said, but you were in here when they called.
And walker said, "Now we have problem, friend."
I said, "No, oh, it's all right."
And
I went on out.
Yeah, it's answer me pie.
There was one waiting, a man with a sick baby.
After no bury maybe we abontin ho ne bayare a watching me.
All the way down to pray for this baby.
Now watching me say me run me bomb pa yam abofra no.
I just felt awful.
After me nyatin kaboni bi.
Then when I go down there to pray for the baby, something said to me,
Bibi catcher me say,
why you are a liar?
Or see, what you are true for?
And you mean that you are going to lay your hands upon this baby?
Why did it tell us what the one said to Abofresh?
This man has come for about 400 miles for you to pray for this sick baby.
Sir, Obere may know the banner etch and consini a hand nine and I didn't have a semi mompire man about
it. And you just told a lie.
And I feel what you're true.
I had your wife to tell one too.
And our man was hearing so.
Then our hearts condemn us. You see, that was wrong.
I feel me who says the me here yene nene.
And you know, when you go point it for bow, or bomb by me who for sorry, or who be beer, and so to me Jenny pay him can say me wrong. Now who are we to hey? The Bible, mu David, asa warie, ami akum Uriah. Any Bible mu?
Our Bible.
David ayankai.
Ayankai.
Now who can we be there? Now who dey do who abe say? Yam palm coat, fan kata who dey so man? Yes sir. And now me pese me my obi e who say me a so abofo. Now mu dem mu ya bon samfo. That's why people are going to hell. Not because of sin, but because of rejecting God's mercy.
Saint here, any people bring Ekobon Sam Jemuno, and your bonnie bintio, Nemon Yankupon, whom a bra, or Homa on, or Mopoye.
So the prophet says, I told the man with a sick child, I told the man,
it's you, Odifona Catcher, or Berman, or didn't a Bofrana Banner say,
Mister, if you would just hold your place, I will pray for your baby. But I'm not worthy to pray for your baby. I said, because I've got something to make right.
Before
I pray for your baby. Are you all listening?
See
how arrogant and proud we are to admit that we are wrong and confess it.
Say,
God will never bless sin. You will never do it. I don't care what claims you make. If you offend one of these, the least of these ones that believe in me, serve the Lord, it will be better a millstone were hanged about your neck and you were drowned in the sea.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So the Abraham is confessing to the man.
And
can you imagine somebody who has traveled 400 miles for the baby to pray for, and the prophet confessing his sin to the man that I'm not fit to pray for
you? He says, I've done something
that is wrong.
My
heart is condemning
me.
And I've got to go and make it right first. Can you imagine? If God is in your heart, you are a man.
Now
you might make a mistake. But you cannot be happy in that mistake. That is a sign that you are a Christian.
When
you cannot accommodate sin and feel good.
But
people can lie on their neighbors. They can gossip, they can slander, they can say anything and claim
just
this lie, this little something, and the prophet was condemned. If it were you, so it doesn't matter that you go ahead. So he told the man, I've got to go make something right before I pray for your baby. He said, I've done something that is wrong. My heart is condemning me. And I've got to go make it right first. So I took her down to the attorney's office. And I knocked on his door. And he came to the door. He said, I thought you were gone. I said, I was only going around behind the house while you were calling. And I said, sir, I tell you what I did. And I explained to him, I said, you all had me in such a fix. I just didn't know. You questioned me this way, that you did this. Did they do this or did you see this? And I said, I told you everything I knew over and over and over.
Let
me explain what was going on to you. Whenever people sent Sister Abrefi, okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do that one time and let me see. Stand up and say hallelujah, clap. And see what the devil will do. You just jump through the window and go out. Sit down. Amen.
Amen.
I don't blame you. I know some of you have done hard work and you are tired, but I need to get this over and then we'll jump into prayer. We'll pray for Brother Ebenezer. We'll pray for others. And I'll pray that God's Spirit will fill us. God will strengthen us. God will empower us. God will bless his children. God will anoint us or God will be gracious unto us.
Amen.
So, Abraham is now, the people will be sending money, tithes, offerings, and so on. And they are telling Brother Branham that he was owing $350,000 in tax. Meanwhile, every money that came to him was used for the glory of God. They traced every check and found out that Abraham did not misuse the money. But they said as long as it came to his hand first, it was his. So he owed tax, $350,000. For 5 years, they were dragging this case up and down. That's why he was talking about very tired. Did you get it?
Afɔrebɔ ɛne ntutusuo dudu ahoroa na ɛnkɔfoɔ ɛsoma ɛde brɛ no nyinaa no na ɔman no mu mpanimfoɔ a ɔmohwɛ sikasɛm so no ɛne di ne nyinaa akyi ɛti ɛmfie num na ɔman di ne nyinaa akyi ɛti ɔmosesenyɛ no na ɛwɔ sɛ ɛtoɔ a ɔbɛtua ɛde ma aban no ɛyɛ ɔpepem ahasa Edunum, and Pima Hasa Edunum. It's no money na Casadia, who wants some more, and Fibenum, Ama Oma Hana Juni, and no more Dininity, and who say, one first Cano Anya at the Bonibia, and Yoma, a Sefata, Nefa Asafono Hono, and on a no Odisicane, now so I almost say, and was a 2 hour Tiano Nonidia, Tiano Betia.
So I told him I went to pray for a sick baby, and what happened? I told the attorney, I went to pray for the sick baby. And what God, what happened? God condemned me.
And you see, Okatra Mrenim Nini say, Mekoi, a brammy child, Rono, Mekoi, Senka Meko Bompaye, Ama Abofraki to a beer, na Oyare, and now Onyankupo a boom for Makum.
And he said, the man walked, got up out of his the seat, and walked around behind his desk. Looking me right in the eye, he put his hand over on my shoulder. He reached down. Got my other hand, he said, Brother Branham, I always had confidence in you, but I've got more than ever now.
Amen. Ebra wa kan sa asem ni wie ye na na mra nim ni ne sori firi na kwanwa na otesuo ena oba begina ono no akwanwa na otesuo ne echi ena ode ne sa tu nu kuomu ena oka kire ne se onu abranam unim se emre nyina mu mewo ahotosuo ewo mu nanso wasem a wakan de manya no moroso.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes let's say you buy something and the person giving you change will give you more than necessary. Meanwhile, you are in hard times financially, and you realize that no, the money, the change is more than you ought to receive, but you pocketed the money. And you still felt good. You even thank God that you have extra money, and you were rejoicing.
Your father say, "Oko to adie, adie na oko to eni panes san edi amama osisa ema ne broso. Ebi ana onso o ahuchire mupa. Enu ti osisa sika no ma ne broso ano ena odisi ubutum na oda unyankupo asie. Sɛ wadom won sɛ anka sɛ sika yɛ anka wontimi nya ahodwo biara ɛmfiri w'ahokyere mu.
When the man said that, prophet said that made me feel good.
Odifoɔ no sɛ asɛm na saa ɔbarima no ɛka kyerɛ no ɛma ne nya atenkapa.
Then I got in my car and went out to my little old cave where I go to pray.
Ɛna me sɔre yɛkɔkɔ foro me car sane dan m'ani kyerɛ baabi a mekɔkɔ bɔ mpaeɛ no.
And I thought, now, if you've done wrong, go confess your wrong first.
Would you want to say, "Sir, we are from Swabia. Go and copy. We come from Swana. Why you answer?"
Then come back to God.
So
I went out to my little cave, and I had prayed all afternoon, and I told the Lord I was sorry I did that, and I wasn't fit to pray for His people. Anymore.
It
is such a disgrace when people call me from overseas and say some things about some of you people, how you have cheated them here and cheated here. And you know yourself, but you are feeling good.
Osofo se ya na ye niwo empempi se nkrofo ba frene afri amanone na waka ye mubi ho asem akere no se ne ye sisi won e ye won ebu won fa so ekwan horo bebre so nanso ni nyina mu ye hotoyen e wo sa ne omanum.
Prophet says, I couldn't have faith as long as I knew I had lied.
Odifo no se ebra wono ankasa no onim se watwa tro no na fa gidie anu owo nyina asa.
I couldn't have faith to pray for the sick child.
Wonya gidie mpo se abofra no yare no bobo mpa yama no.
As some of us we can overlook sin and do anything and expect God to overlook sin and bless. It doesn't work that way.
Yemu bi oho a yebu ya ni gubone so na ye wi a yase onyankopon se onsura yen onyankopon nye na djuma sa.
You know you committed fornication, I've covered it for 7 years.
Unim se wabo djuma adwaman bi evie nso a atwa mu ni.
You stole something, you have covered it and you are still using the thing you stole.
Wa wi a ade bi na wakata so foda so a this ade na wi a ye no edi djuma.
God wants the church to come clean.
Onyankopon epe na safo se obeba ahotie
mu. If all of us that are in the room will thoroughly repent, confess everything and God's spirit move in us, God will use us to start a revival.
Senka yani a yetu asia he nyina yesachura na kya kanyo boni nyina afie boni nyina ko nyankopon e de yembe se ose ubo foforo
bias. Some of you young people stealing pennies, stealing money from your parents and school fees and lying about this and lying about that. If everybody in this room, the way we talk to other people, despise others and the things that we have done, if all of us sitting here will come clean before the Lord, we are big enough to shake down the blessing of God so that the others also will be affected by our purity.
Senka yani ayetwa asia ha nyina ye ba onyankopon anim ahotie mu emofra ewo school mu eba wona jaho aba beji tro aba beji sika se me de koto we ebra wono so wonim se onfa sika no konkoto bibiara senka yani nyina ye tew ye ho nanka ya ba onyankopon anim a eka onyankopon betime de ye na so ewiase mu no ahye ohye obo foforo bi ase ama wona wotwe ye ho ahia no so ehunu.
Amen. So the prophet said, Lord, you forgive me. And give me grace. I won't do it anymore. That is Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his transgressions will not prosper. But he who confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. And the prophet applied the word to himself. He was humble enough to acknowledge that he was wrong. But look at the many things that we have done over the years. Wives against husbands. Husbands against wives. Parents against their children. Children against parents. Church members against each other. And all the things, can you imagine the horrible things we can say even about our own wives, our own husbands? And we claim we have the Holy Spirit. At least wouldn't the Holy Spirit cause you to be careful about what you are saying and doing? What kind of Holy Spirit will promote such filthy things? But we claim we have the Spirit of God. But brother who had the true Holy Spirit, if it were you and I, you overlook it and take it lightly. After he had confessed it to the attorney and confessed, he still went before the Lord, waited on him, and prayed more. I prayed till just long about time the sun was going down. And it was way back in the wilderness. And a creek, that's a little river, runs some 3 or 4 city blocks from where it was at. Down into a valley.
Where
Brabra stood on a rock, raised up his hand, and then He said, Lord, I remember one day Moses was hiding in the cleft of the rock and you came and passed by. If you have truly forgiven me my sins, won't you please pass by? And the whirlwind came and passed by. And he raised his hand to thank God.
Amen.
That my sins are forgiven me.
Amen.
For his name's sake.
Oh, hallelujah. Ɛna Onyankopɔn difoɔ egyina aboɔ no so ɛna wɔka kyerɛ Onyankopɔn sɛ mekae sɛ mmerɛ bi Mose kɔgyina abotan bi so na ɔka sɛ Awurade sɛ menyɛ wɔ anim adom a ɛneɛ na bra bɛtwam ɛwɔ m'anim ɔka saa no ɔsan toa so ka sɛ sɛ me nso wode me bɔne atɛ me deɛ a ɛneɛ na Awurade ma menhuu sɛ woretwam ɛwɔ m'anim amonom hɔ a ɛna mframa bi ɛbɔɔ brɛɛ ɛba bɛtwam ɛwɔ n'anim ɛna wɔka sɛ asedan ka Awurade sɛ wode me bɔne akyɛ me.
Let me read that part. Say, you are Lord, if you are forgiving my sin,
you are
going to try me again.
And now
just pass by once more, Lord, to let me know that you are forgiving me.
And
that my iniquity is all gone. And I shall go then and pray again for the sick people.
You say
you might not want to believe this. But the judgment bar, you and I have to confess it again. You know it was true.
There
was no wind nowhere, and right over to my side, a little whirlwind caught into the bushes, and here it came right along the side of the cave by me, and went off down through the woods. I wept like a baby, with both hands up in the air. If our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence in God.
Ose, baby anu ojina no, na empuma biya na ho, nensu a chishiam from maybe a bay every ni benkumso eba bechesia ewa ho, ne brand from anu echesia o honu wuzampa, o nyango pode ne bonya teno na manu sui, sedye abofra esu.
If our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence in
God.
Listen to this. But God will not answer us
if we are not confident in Him.
Listen to this. But God will not answer us if there's something we are hiding in our hearts. So let's confess all our sins and wrongs and trust God to pour out His Spirit in such a measure that there will be a great spiritual outpouring in this old camp, in this
old tabernacle here.
And that sick people will be healed. And sinners will be saved. I'll be praying for you. And you pray for me. And together, God will bless us all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let me just stop here, Prince.
So,
this is in simplicity. We are the ones that are hindering the power of the living God. Our sins in Isaiah chapter 59, Bible says in Isaiah 59 from verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities and my iniquities have separated between me and God, and your sins have hidden his face from you that he will not hear.
Udifo Isaiah asema waka chwe niye wase eradin sa nyetia se ensu yensu na nenisu enye dru se enhu yen nemom eye yemponi ɛna ama ne wakye ne ho ɛde afiri yɛn ho ne yɛmumuyɛ ɛna ama yɛne ne ntɛm ɛkwan aware.
If you want this church to progress,
sɛ yɛpɛ sɛ asafo yi ɛkɔ nkan a,
want to experience God's living presence, if we want to experience God's living presence.
Let us
come before the throne of mercy. I remember during that sermon, Abraham said, if you know you have committed fornication, if you know you have committed filthiness, come and stand on the right side. He invited them right there. They come and stand here.
Bra, onyankopon difo edesa asem wi baaye no. Wo wie ye na oka se, se unim se wa bo adwaman anase wa ye afiafidie biara, bra, ne be gina minifa so.
And people moved there and stayed there because they wanted life.
Enipa bi esori bai eba be gina ni nifa so wo, se nse na omo penkwa.
My dear brothers and sisters,
the
Almighty God says He will leave us if we do not come straight and put things right.
Just like
Achan stole the Babylonian garment.
And
he stole the silver. And stole the gold.
And
hid it in his tent.
And they
caused the children of Israel to lose the battle, and 36 people were killed.
And no na Israel my ma enipa aduasansia ewuye.
So one man's sin led to the defeat of the whole nation.
Enuti onipa baako bone a wo yeye no o man mu ni nyina enam ne bone so edi nkugu.
And the prophet of God has made it very clear.
Ena onyankopo difo amomu ada ho pefe se.
Do you know that the unconfessed sins of you so-called believers can hinder people from being healed and God will hold you responsible?
Onyankopo difo se wo ojidi ni obone bi a waya wanpa mu anka na wo dia hinta no.
Your hostility towards your wife at home, the way you sass your own husband. You come and sit in church like a saint.
And
you sass your father, you did this, and every one of us, let us examine our home house before the Most High God. Sometimes the way we can look at somebody, if your eyes, your look can kill, the way you look at the person, they can have heart attack. And the kind of things that we can listen to about people behind them. That is why we are not getting the power of God in our lives.
But
God is merciful. God is gracious. That's why tonight He's come down. And for several hours we are standing here. My waist is paining
me.
Those of you that are listening somewhere, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You are working and you steal from the workplace. You don't obtain permission before you took that thing and brought it home.
And
you have kept it.
Now what is
used it. And you wasted it.
And I was saying,
friends, let us allow God to search our hearts.
In Psalm
139, verse 26, I believe to 29.
We'll
take that one as the last verse, then we come and we pray.
Psalm
139. I believe it's verse 26, if I'm right. And there is this song that goes with it from 23, Psalm 139. verse 23 and 24. David said, search me, O God.
Amen.
And know my heart.
Amen.
Try me and know my thoughts.
Amen.
And see if there be any wicked way in me.
Amen.
And lead me in the way everlasting.
Amen.
And that's what we all want to do.
We and a yin na ye beye. Senior David Kai wa Jom Waha Edia San Kron Yimu Edunumi and Sani Edunu Nayano. Unyan Kupon, Fishe Mimu, Nehunu Makuma. Someshe, Nehunu Majin. Nasha say, a mania quain be our ho, our me home. Nejame Korda Quainso. Amen.
Search me, O God.
Revival comes from thee. Oh,
crow, crow.
Legal.
Has been long.
Amen.
And you have shown us what you want from us. And now it's our time to respond to your word. We have to react towards the word.
I was saying,
just as your servant Elijah told that widow woman.
Take me cake first.
That was her last meal. But she trusted you. She acted. She reacted in faith. Because she responded positively towards your word.
If we say, what Jesus and Yesupa.
You bless her and her son. And for 3.5 years, they were fed in the farming season. Oh Lord Jesus, I'm here tonight. Lord, look through your blood and be gracious unto me. I'm sure everybody who heard the sermon. The prophet's example. You know what to do. If you really want God to bless you and fill you with His Spirit, the Holy Spirit cannot live in a dirty vessel. Cannot live in a filthy vessel. You know how you hide to wear some filthy garments when you think no believer is around. Look at the kind of things we look at. Polluting our souls and our spirits. May God be merciful unto us. Let us come before the throne of grace.
And
say, Lord Jesus. Whether you are in the engine room, wherever you are. It is time to come face to face with the Lord.
And
God is willing not only to forgive. But God is willing, like He did the prophet, and restored him. After he had put things right, and God has shown him that He had forgiven him, he had the boldness to come and rebuke the sickness. And it left. I have told you my story before. I was a student here in Kumasi Wesley College. Mondays, we eat special, what we call four compote. It's like a ripe plantain and bambara beans. And nobody will leave even one of the four. Everybody will go to the dining room and that day eat. I dodged classes against school rule. And I was sleeping and I was crossing over to our toilets when I met this Jehovah Witness tutor. And he said, hey, Mr. Nyamiche, are you sick? I said, yes, sir, I'm sick. Because if I told the truth, a broken school rule, they will sack me. So I lied. And then when I came back from the restroom, I knelt down to pray, and the Lord said, you hypocrite, who are you praying to? Go and confess your sin to that tutor, or I will not listen to you again. And here was I, a poor man, managed to come, and that was my final year. If I go and tell the truth, they will sack me. He said, Jehovah's Witness, I have been preaching there against them. And not really against them, but, you know, we disagree with their doctrine. And so, for me to go and tell him that I lied, I broke school rule, that was total straightforward dismissal. The devil said, but this is nothing, it's a white lie. You have to tell it to protect yourself. And I was still not feeling good. Satan wanted me to dodge here and dodge there. So I went and I went to see him. He said, Mr. Nyumedu, you met me a while ago and you asked me if I was sick and I lied to you that I was sick. I wasn't sick. I dodged classes. I know it's against school rule. I'm not feeling good about the lie. I've come back to let you know I lied. The man looked at me in the face and said, let's pray. Jehovah's Witness people, they don't usually do that. And we prayed. And he said, I forgive you, go. I tell you, that day, I turned around the corner and the way I was jumping up and down. If the Spirit of God is truly in you, you cannot offend, you cannot do wrong and be happy.
It will grieve
you, the way you talk to some, the way you act, you have to call them back. Look, Brother Branham, listen, that's why God worked with this prophet. One day, he went to Georgia, where they grow peanut or granite.
That could be called Georgia, baby. I know Mudriankati.
Somebody opened his car and put a bag of peanuts in his trunk or boot, what we call boot here.
A hole and a boot in a car boot, a day and cut your bag about a two.
So he came back and he was crossing the barrier, and a cop, the police officer, said, do you have anything in your boot? He said, no. Or they say trunk, what we call boot, they call it trunk. He said, no, there's nothing in there. When he go home, drove so many miles, he was washing his car, he opened the trunk or boot, and there was a bag of peanut over there. He said, Billy, come join me, I want to go back 150 miles away to tell the police officer I lied to him. He said, what, daddy, but you didn't know, the man didn't tell, said, whether I knew it or not, I told a lie. I'm telling you the truth. If it were me, I would not consider it anything serious. But you know, Abraham said, I'm fighting demons. Therefore, I have to be careful to close all gaps so that the devil will not get any foothold in my life. This is the secret of victory. Don't let any sin look too small, but while you confess it, don't let anything look too light. Don't take anything light. And you know, so many lies, so many things over the years that you have piled up. If possible, come before the altar of the living God. Just change your position. Come on before the altar of the living God. And let us cry out to the Lord, just as Joel was telling us to do. Cry out before the Lord, and the Lord will return and have mercy. You see, bring the mat and put these people on the mat. If I allow you to see there, see, many of them are fast asleep. Come over here. Wake that sister up. That one. Come over here. Find a place around the altar. If you have to climb up one step more or climb up to the last step, whatever you want to do. And please, whatever it is that is bothering you in life, whatever it is that you want God to do for you, let us really be serious. Every one of us, find a place at the altar of God. Pour your heart before the Lord. Pray like you have never done before. Deborah, pray like you have never done before. Naomi, pray like you have never done before. Every one of us, just pray. Say, oh, Erade, Medinyame, Sume Diagrache. And let them install my bow at him. They can't throw you a my funny light. Can't throw a human light to people about things. They're funny light. and a pile sun a bread on mercy. In the mind to me, Koyanim, we have lied so much that their lives have become normal with us. We have done certain things repeatedly, and those things have become normal with us. Now you are in the presence of the King. You are before the Lord God who is rich in mercy. He is willing to wash you. He is willing to clean you up. He is willing to consecrate you. He is willing to let the dove come back. We grieve the Holy Spirit away. Now he wants the Spirit to come back on you. Maybe you remember years ago, God used to talk to you. You remember? God used to show you things. They came to pass. But you have become so lazy, prayerless, and things have gone down. You want a revival in your soul. Every year came on, ne radinu kasa or ye no machron ne bam na waniaji. What to no masia no ma bibri no apile. And that day, a brother radianimi. What a beautiful thing to know that you are before the God of mercy. The Lord God who pardoned David. Oh, David in Yankopo, whom he mobbed. Erade, my dear, dear chain, David, my dear, no, my baby. Maybe you even committed abortion or you supported somebody to do wrong. You know all about it. Your song is just search me, oh God, and know. I'll be hearing this sermon. Wherever you are, you know you sass your wife, you sass your husband, you cheated on them. Put things right wherever you are. Bitterness in your heart against me, O Savior. Oh, my toes, I pray. See there be some. Choose life. If from your heart you don't forgive every person their transgressions, neither does your heavenly Father forgive you. Treat people the way you want God to treat you. So just get close. Forgive. If there is one ought in your heart against any person, sinner or saint,
you are in
danger of hellfire, saith the prophet.
So
ask God to clean that
heart.
My Christian friend, the prophet continues. If there is an ought in your heart against anyone, go to them now and be reconciled. Forget all the past. And if you have been having an up and down life, remember, something has come into that heart. Something has moved into those thoughts. No matter who your enemy is, love him. If you find it hard, ask God to help you. No matter what has happened, let it go. No matter what has happened, the prophet said, let it go. After all, you are in a field with weeds. We realize that. But we must both grow together. The weeds and the
wheat.
I read a story of porcupines that were in a very cold climate. And it was very, very cold. So they clinged together. But because of their whatever they call it, I've forgotten. Their arrow-like skin. It was piercing one another. So they decided to separate from them one another. And when they did that, they started dying. So they decided to come back together again and endure the little problems that they were experiencing from each other.
And
so the lesson here is this. We are pricks and we are pricking each other.
But
it's better we cleave together and endure the little pricks we get from each other.
Na ebe ya man say ebe kan bomu na wowa yewo yenhono yafa na saamum.
Rather than to separate and be fighting each other.
Chen say yebetete yentem na afi ye ne yenho yenho adi akon.
Please pray with determination.
Fa eni bre ebo mpa.
Oh Lord, I'm in your presence.
Say Ewurade me wowo ni mpa.
Nothing is too hard for you.
Bibia ni wa e di ma o.
Testimonies from people that trusted you.
Prove
that you are still God. But if
I
am still facing dryness in my spirit, if
I
am still in the situation, Lord, I pray, touch me, mold
me,
melt me, and fill me.
Now face shame, ma.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God. grateful to God. He did some good for us, but we didn't even testify. All those things grieve the Holy Spirit. Several times we should have been coming to church that we didn't. Things that we ought to have done that we failed to do. Maybe we are robbing God in his tithes and offerings. We have to obey. God gives the Holy Ghost to those who obey all the word. But if you have heard, God is willing to forgive you.
Say ya fumwa eyo onyankopon pe so o de beche
ye. Acknowledge your transgressions and say, Lord, forgive me.
Afei hwe omfom so na ka say Awurade fache me.
Everybody pray, keep praying.
Yeko sora mon paye.
Say, oh Father. Father, have mercy on me. Lord, I may not get this opportunity again.
Awurade sa kwanya ibi ana ma nhia ne bio.
Maybe tomorrow I may be dead. I don't know. But whilst I'm in your presence, I'm pleading with you, Father. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Lord God of Elijah. You forgave your prophet William Branham.
What did you do for William Branham from Swachem?
You forgave David.
What did David inform so channel?
You cast out 7 demons from Mary Magdalene.
What to Adamon in so every Mary Magdalene?
You made a saint out of that woman.
Sir, Obadi Bonyeni no na oyen or tuni.
Now I'm before you, Lord.
Erade,
I'm going through difficult times.
And your mom be brain air dear me film.
All kinds of thoughts come through my mind.
I didn't brain a bummy mo.
Sometimes I feel like even taking my life.
I thought that I'm not gonna say me compo free me.
Forgive me for those evil thoughts.
For sir, I get money in our chemi.
And dear Lord,
Erade,
won't you visit me tonight?
Number Sammy and a G.
Touch me, O Lord. Give me fresh anointing. Lord, I need you. I need thee, O direction you're asking for.
Every hour.
say you are daughter, so prophesy. Now I'm in your presence to receive my portion of that blessed Holy Ghost. We still be here, O my God, let me now swear you pray. O mama, 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 shall come be when this one here. Erade ma basse, O umna di shepo, you pray more. Me baba chibi chefa. Now it's time for you to receive your portion of the blessed Holy Ghost. It's your time. Press on. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord. Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we invite you into this camp. Forgive us of our sins. And let your presence come amongst us. Touch us with your resurrection power.
Amen.
Anoint us with fresh oil.
Amen.
Cause us to walk with you, Lord.
Me now, my Savior, I come to
Bedroom is so. Anything that will keep me from making it to your kingdom, Lord, I plead, forgive me. Even if you are an individual, wherever you are, you can still call upon the name of the Lord to have mercy. Even if you are an individual, God wants you to represent Him wherever you are. Tell the truth at all times. Shall prophesy, and they shall see visions, where all men shall dream dreams. And in those days, them that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Since God has promised it, you have to plead that promise. Say, Lord, I'm here to receive my portion of that blessed Holy Ghost. Lord, pour the anointing upon me now, see and hear and speak for you. Be called on the sea. So I pray tonight at this time, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. Fill me, O Lord, with your spirit and prepare me for a body change and a rapture. Lord, every promise of God pertaining to me, help me. Bobby, I was shame be I'm so at this time you want to be interceding for the other people, Bombay many powerful fronts. Don't just pray for yourself, only pray for somebody else. Pray for every child, the ministers of this message. Pray for our precious brother Ebenezer in the hospital. God send your angel to touch our brother. Send your angel to be with Sister Maggie. Send your angel to be with our me. Lord Jesus and anybody, send your angel to be with Sister Mary. Sister Mary and Jane. Oh Lord, send your angels to meet your children that are needing you at this time. May the Holy Spirit speak through us. Speak. Lord, may you open our eyes to see wondrous things. Our ears to hear, our tongues to speak the oracles of the Most High God. Heavenly Father, may your presence be in us. Cause us to be close to you at this time.
Mini Meradi Bequa.
Mini minyami
ubekwa
you fear revival in your spirit
mini minyami
who said Kenya be bound one so erade o tiase
mini
erade Lord, send your quickening power upon your people. Lord Jesus, send your quickening power. If you ever hear us to this hour, Lord. Trusting him to lead the way. I know that if I only cling to him, he will never let me go astray. For I am walking with Jesus, walking every day all along the way, for I am walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone. Oh, Erade. So be a person on sumu biwa, Erade, Boame. I mean, Sam, my chi. Erade, may be beyond so me poor and say, oh, crook, new to me, new asset. Mommy, mobile, my bush, I'm mobile. One suffer mobile. Who am I more as infinite in Amabo? We are serious and one year away. I dear be away of where I dear my end to me. And so, nay, you don't say. Erade, fache.
Enti shema mu
shema nama tu miaya wekisho
yehona
ni mucha
na ofre
open your heart.
Jesus,
come in. Small boy.
Not David.
Samuel was a small boy sleeping in the temple. If God could speak to a little Samuel, and could use little David, use a little girl out there in Syria who spoke for God to Naaman, a Syrian leper. And through that little girl's testimony of faith, that great soldier was healed of leprosy. If you will sincerely allow God into your heart, He will use whatever you give Him. When he met Moses, he asked him, Moses, what is in your hand? He said, a dead stick. He gave it to the Lord. And the Lord used a dead stick to deliver his children. What is in your hand today? That little boy only had his lunch, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But he gave it to the Lord Jesus. The Lord used it to feed 5,000 men, women and children were not even counted.
The
leftover 12 baskets. You may be a weak person.
I
still gave you all what you have to the Lord. Will you give it to him? Oh Lord. Oh Lord. God loves you. He wants to fill you with His Spirit. His power. He wants to bless you. He wants to anoint you. He wants to quicken your eyes to see visions. He wants to quicken your ears to hear His voice. He wants to quicken your tongue for you to speak the oracles of God. He wants to quicken your heart to love your worst enemy. He wants to use you. That the world will know He's alive and not dead. Will you allow Him to do use? He wants to use your voice to sing the songs of Zion. Your hands to play skillfully like David. Oh Lord, use me, Lord, use me. Lord, if you have used some others, use me. It's my turn, oh Lord, it's my turn. It's my turn, oh Lord, it's my turn. Everybody means you agree me so.
me mu adom e mu nsra mu ahoden ewrade ma ne me yeye ntia ma enu mu e srem pye pye ma ye yesu ewrade o hia ta die bia a chichiri ye no ewrade uti mu wu otu firi ye so wu firi ye so na ma wadu o nya me bu nka me ye so uti mu ma ye nko ye nim e won ne pa mu e won ko nim die mu And she said, Be out there, I do deem you free and so. For you see, O demo. For you see, O demo. O may I ring you around with demo for one see, O demo. For me see, O demo. I was saying soon, Brim. Yet I was say, and you are your crown. O baby, I would be true. We are Jim Copper Christo, yes, O demo. Amen.
Be in expectation. Radia Tio Paye, when you not quite say, or be done with the actual question, console. If you near Creator, God bless you all. But that a crown upon what the answer, a yammy and saying, bet me a good movie. Not to be calling in our dear name, Shrankwa. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. You are my friend here. And we are one time enterprise. I am necessary such a rural bank and a venue. Now, you are by Mira, Bamadan, the bus in Bessi, Pampaso. Send I don't know. The Oko Reska Kranaja. Obe Nunduko Dubakana, or about Pampaso Naja, or Bafuna, Yinayako. Send it here. And you are a. The Yenya don't call the answer a basso Yanchen as Yanchen as a park in this one. We basso or one time and enterprise. And we are, who do we have one time enterprise here? We are bachelor. And this is such a real magnanimous. Amen.